This is day 1616 of Aruch Shulchan Yomi. Today we're supposed to be doing Simen Shimem Av Sif Chav Zayin to Shimem Beis Sif Vav. But yesterday, I for some reason thought Chav Zayin was included. So I did Chav Zayin yesterday. And once I did Chav Zayin, Chav Ches was really the end of the Simen. And basically it was a continuation of Chav Zayin. So I did Chav Ches too. So therefore, today we're just doing Simen Shin Mem Beis, Sif Aleph to Vav. This is a new section. It's supposed to be Hilchasanidus. Now we're doing Hilchas Avelus, and within Shin Mem Beis is Ding Sheichin Tzachichu Paso Meis Lo Meis. Somebody prepared to get married, Chasan, and somebody died in his family. Aleph Kosim Reish Ksuvas Remember Gim Ksuvas Tanya Yerisha Pito Afui V'Tivcho Tavuach. Somebody already had his bread baked and his animal slaughtered. Vienna Mosek, his wine diluted. Mesa Bishal Chosin, and the father Chosin died. In brackets, he explained Shuatel Tzarek Suda. The father Chosin back then was the main person involved in preparing for the Suda. Oima Shal Kala, when the mother Kala dies. In the brackets, he explained Shemechina Tashin and Kala. She was the main one to prepare the trousseau, the jewelry of the Kala. Machdisa Mesa Chedi, he put the mace in a room. As a Chosin Kala Chuppah, and he take a Chosin Kala to Chuppah, boil Bilas Mitzah, and they have the first relations of Porish, and they separate. In brackets, he says, Yukrus HaMeis Miyad, they bury the mace immediately. Then, Benoik Shiva Simea Mishteh, they do it for 7 days of the Shev Brachas. In brackets, he says, they have a regular Bible, Asa Abelis Chayel, it's a Yontif for Chasan and Kala, the Abelis, therefore, does not take effect as of yet. Chakna Shiva Simea Abelis, and after the 7 days of mourning. Chosim, all those days, in brackets, says, Shal Mishteh, Shal Abelis, of the rejoicing of the morning. Hu Yashim Anoshim, Yashim Anoshim. He has to sleep among the men. She sleeps among the women. And in the brackets, he says, "Agam koli me'am mishta, dvarim shaltzina shibtzinoik." All the days of what should be a celebration, the prohibition of things in private, meaning marital relations, is in effect. Based Avakav doing also b'tashin sheitel rova poskim. Even though most poskim hold that an oni is not allowed to marital relations, most of them associate with shimen b'alav. Is like we saw yesterday. But they were lenient in Aninus. And they made the status of this unique situation as if they gave a pope of burying him. So he should be mutter right now in having meat and wine. Tasha Mishan having marital relations. This is from the Ritva. Even though the day of death, the day of burial is those demon derising, which is Abnu Sham. I was son of previous Simon. How can the 7 days of rejoicing for a chasna, should have been it come and push off Avelis to Raisa? Achemishan Shechasna Havikid to Raisa. Arjun says a chiddush here that the first day of the wedding celebrations is if it's to Raisa. The Sivan says, Yom Chasun Nasov, Yom Siv Chaslibo, the day of his marriage and the day of the happiness of his heart. It is a bad, that's the way the Russian name of Rama explains it. For all the based in Masi, the court of Minotaira, also based in have the authority. Top would say from the Torah of Hashem, Atasa, by telling you to sit and refrain. And they'll tell you to sit and refrain from Avelos. So, Mashar Yomim. And the other days, Chem Biom Rishon Achre Abila. And also, even the first day after relations, Hu B'Sheva Atasa, it's B'Sheva Atasa, in other words, not doing anything. The relations are only actual. There's a kumbasei in which you're violating the avelos. Everything else is shebal tasa, and they're allowed actually to do shebal tasa. So it's not quite what I thought a moment ago. It's not that shebal tasa means refrain from doing the avelos. Well, it means that you're being only violating the avelos by shebal tasa, but not by kumbasei, and that's okay. And the Bila is unique, and that, but he also has a kind of Kvura that was before the Kvura. Some say Shabbat is boiled, but Lila becomes the Machav, and Aninus lies there upon it. Some say the Bia takes place at night, and the Kvura is the next day, and Aninus at night is the Rabban anyway. That's the Rashba and Ra. And then they wrote like the previous Teretz of Yetzin can be Oker, Avelus, after the night. Aninus, the Avelus, the Sheba, the Taisa, which is most of the Akira, besides the first Bia. Okay, Gimel Yeshu, some say the Rakhav Tabatashish Vichud Asbeli Yomim, that only marital relations and Yichud is also during these days. Avashkar, Shai, Rakhav, Shai, but other types of intimate activity are permitted. such as her pouring, diluting the wine for him, which was considered back then to be a type of intimate activity. But Samita, making the bed to lie on. Like it's what we call it. They do in hotels and fancy hotels. Roll down something for you before a person goes to bed. And then roll down the blanket so it's easy to get to bed. We're not talking about putting and changing sheets. That's not what we're talking about. So smita means preparing to go to sleep. Chitza is part of the regular washing the face, hands, and feet. Some say bad eyes. They say fuck the opposite. These are definitely also mitama beis. The zukila le mi nida. This and it would be more lenient because abelus. I parsed that sentence wrong. Yeah, some people say that you should be have to machri tam because the abelus will kill amida. This abelus is easier to violate amida, and nida we know we ask for these intimate activities because might come to violate nida. So abelus, which is more light on the person, he has less respect for that prohibition. Nida certainly we have to be concerned. He's my mar shama chashin shemay ol lehergal devar. Maybe they'll come to. Anyway, the din need applies because we separate after the first relations, after when she goes from being a psula to beula. Can't load down as my time, but it's not like that. The Gemara the Israel rocking the abelos with the prohibition only because of abelos. Maybe today we shouldn't need such a chalka because of nida, which is more schumer to people. At least the intimate activities, which is yichud specifically, which is we asked here, and mizikas akos I guess as well, which normal nidos, normal gazniya women can do for their husbands. Become come ain't lana lahakel nemes. It can't be makeup mashenessa but gemara and the gemara asks it. It's xera. Makeup by a chibur nishukato also b'din nida. In any event, the kissing and hugging is also regardless now because of the din of nida. A bit of a confusing sift there. Dalit b'zeshem rishu yashim and nashim yishem and nashim. That which that says that he sleeps among men and she sleeps among the women, meaning they can't even sleep secluded in the same room together. Because of Rabbi said to zel dafka. This is specific. Shmiras need to have two safeguards. Who man Hashem has to be among the men, but he man Hashem is among the women. Mishum Yitzhak Tokvo, because the Yitzhak is likely to attack him. Zman Simcha Etzlo, and it's a time of joy by him. Chashin and Latakol, so afraid he's going to mess up. Chozo Belila, that's only during the night. Abiyom Enzer Shmiklau, they don't need the safeguard at all. But here, Gushan Hashem is like any other woman who is in Nida, Mutzayachinimah, and they can be in seclusion together. That's Rosh to Lehefech. The Rosh holds it seems the opposite. The Yichud also em gam b'yom. That Yichud is also even the day. Ushnei Trinos ain't sar gam b'alayla. And you don't need a double shmira of he among the men, she among the women, even at night. Aye, what about the Gemara's law? What about Gemara Kamenatsa? She yashikoli oshi yishem me'anoshim. Either or, don't need a double safeguard. Either he sleeps among women or she sleeps among the women. Rabbi Rama Hevish Shnei Deos Rabbi Rama brings another piece because he said that minig lika kol katan it's a chasan katan it's a kala minig is for a sleeping in the same room, but with a man for with a child for the by the chasan and a katana by the kala, so four people in the room. I think that's what it means. But Amy Siach can be on below Kohen HaKtana even today. There has to be at least one of the Kohen HaKtana present at HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So she had the time to be the Mitzvah HaYodim Tam Bia. Has to be children who are aware of the nature of Bia. But Amy Siach can be and they themselves will not be allow themselves to be put in a situation of having relations. The local otherwise ain't the Shemir Kamon, otherwise not a proper safeguarding, obviously. But Miyani B'dover Shein Eino Motsi Mashach Minuk. Stani says, why the Ramah writes minog, well, something which is very highly not prevalent. Well, how do you have established minog in this? The second lesson of the El Ksim Kuvtai Beis, he used the lesson minog because it was used there in Ksim Kuvtai Beis in another context, Noki below Baal, Adain, where the woman becomes Nia before that, the first Bia. In Shom, Shom, Shayach, Losh, and Minach, there, it is a prevalent phenomenon, the Losh, and Minach is relevant. And because the Gamakan Losh said, that's what he wrote this language of Minach here as well. Seems the Baruch Hashem says that that's what the Shach means as well. Hey, Inyan Shloshim, in terms of 30 days, Enamona Elami May Avelos Shachar Me'amishta. You only start 30 days from the days of Avelos, which come after the Sheva Brachos. Amishta and Me'amishta, you know, the days of the Sheva Brachos don't count towards Shloshim. But I've got the regal Olim and Shloshim, you know, the regal counts for Shloshim. Zeum Ibnesh Shagam, the regal Noach Isra, that's because in the regal is also prohibition. Shosim Chol Shloshim, the things that you also all 30 days, kamogiyuts, like ironing, tisparets, kohaya cutting, have become mutter because tisparets are here, he's allowed to get a haircut and to iron and get a haircut. Issues should say, those who want to ask for ironing and haircutting, but ain't a haircut. It's not true, in this, even in our case, where they allowed the chassan to get married before the avails. The ain't of the chassan huch bechreach lo gait, that's what. Chassan has to launder his clothes, iron his clothes. Kinyan, like it says, Melch v'yafi yotech ha-zena inecho. The king should be seen in his good glory. The chassan doyme v'chule. The chassan like a king. V'yesh b'zeh sheh, that's a question. V'arei, b'mei shoh kodem regal. If somebody has a death occur an hour before yotem, b'bata regal men g'zeh shiva, the yotem negates g'zeh shiva. V'kei v'shem meis kodem v'chupa. So here too, since the meis died before the chupa, t'anah lo chupa, z'lam the chupa, v'shiva s'mei mishta, and 7 days of celebration. The diamond regal, so it's like yotem. B'lom leis b'atem men g'zeh shiva, you know, gari, why does the shiva get canceled together? But true, the answer is low down. It's not comparable. Oh, someone nog shachas abeilus come regal. There you conduct yourself with abeilus an hour before the yontif. I've a kind of dan lo nipar here. There was no gfura before the yontif of the sheva brachis. Chol of abeilus adayin. Abeilus not yet taking effect. But we can mace the red. It's like a mace within the yontif. So it's about abeilus with that does not cancel that abeilus. Of course, that she tear order we permit to dafka me mace of your chosen or him a kal or shemi chach be adam. The father of the chosen mother kal died because they have special roles and in making effort which other people don't have. Avagam by Michelem Hesse, you also be damaged. Mashi Chinu Kor Chasna, such as where they're pending their wedding, go chain a month to the Milam Korblo Hesse where they can't sell it off without suffering loss. Avok, shame saying, but there is no loss. Go chain a month to the Milam Korblo Hesse, such as you could sell Mamakam Hesse in this place, Mashi Chinu, whatever they prepare, Blo Hesse, without suffering a loss. A feel he's Lam Mesa, give them damage, Raksha Mesa, Emo Shal Chasna, the other parent, the mother of the Chasna, or Shemes Oyakala, the father of the Kala, or Achim Mishar Korblo, or any of the other relatives. While the father of the groom and the mother of the bride are extant, the people work for them a different time, not allowed pushing on the base in that case. You can bury the mace immediately. 7 days of avails take effect immediately. Only after those 7 days, you put in the chosav of the chuba immediately. 7 days of rejoicing. But I forgot the shahr of the lo itirli sovato shloshim, even though another of us now to get married in 30 days. But they itirli, they hear them in him. They should quarry chilas on because they made preparations. It should stop me, but mace elmi krovem is a question when one of the relatives died. Ach ein kayomim, ach ein kayomim abia chod, ein kayomim abia chod, but anyway, the father of the chosan or the mother kala are not alive. You two say Mnesha Mishachim Adam to be permitted in this case, there's no need to repair. After they say Kmosh Achshav, that till now I saw Nachalim, other people are going to prepare anyway since Davi Chosin and Emakal are dead. Kmochin Tel Pam Acheres of Loitirza, so too they let them get married altogether at the different time. They shouldn't be mounted this scenario. Venir Shekain, Ikarsh, Loitir, Bechagavna. We're not matir in such a case, only if it's the specifically Avia Chasen or Ema Kala. Okay, that's it for today.